Next solution, an Yuvan, Yvonne, Michentil, Machtle. Her date of birth is 7/31/1953. Telephone number is 586-843-5029. Date of elution is 10/21/2022. Subjective and object data. Yuvan described that she is really depressed, very anxious. She constantly worrying about and has been a lot of shakiness. She visited emergency room. She believed that probably she has abdominal difficulties or maybe her bacterial infection may be exacerbated. She was admitted to medical floor for 5 days and put on antibiotic but did not show any problem and was feeling fine.
Call kar do ka.
Yet she also described that her
call kar do ka food ke.
She described she having a lot of depression and anxiety, and after taking Paxil she feel shakiness and is not working. I further discuss that she always thinking about her something or other, and there is a lot of hypochondriac symptoms, and she is somatic form disorder, always making symptoms from her body. She described that when she take clonopin 0.5 milligram, it helps her, but other medication is not helping her. She also get sleep with the doxepin that will help her, but last few days she is not sleeping. She is not feeling suicidal or homicidal. I counsel her for at least 15 minutes and answer all her questions. I further discuss that she has been having problems of self-centeredness, which may be due to the loneliness and not being involved in outdoor activities, to which she agreed. I further discuss that there is nothing wrong with her if medical doctor has seen her for so many times as subjected to a CT scan. All those tests, it was normal. There is no problem, period. However, she described how she can do better. It was also, I further remind that she has history of abusing Valium, Xanax, and later on came to my treatment. I have just stabilized on Ativan and finally to clonopin. She has been struggling with clonopin 0.25 milligram BID. She described quarter milligrams of clonopin has not been helping her. I further explain that this medication is only to control her emergency anxiety. She has to work on it by doing exercise, going for a walk, interact with the do socialization, and also do some mindful activities. And if she continue thinking 24/7 about her body symptoms, it will never resolve. I further explain that to control her anxiety, since she is taking 0.5 milligram will help, she can take 0.5 milligram of clonopin only once a day. And in case whenever she is not able to control, she can try another dose. However, it is important for her. She has make a good success. At least she is holding her anxiety only for clonopin 0.5 milligram to 1 milligram. And that is a better improvement. It may take long, but sometimes she will able to control it. I also discussed that she has got several medical issues, including hypothyroidism, for which she is on synthyroid. Also, back pain, often abdominal pain, and also GRD. To which she agreed. Patient was further counseled and explained that medication is not the answer. She has to work other activities, as I discussed before. Finally, she agreed, and I have planned to help her and gradually wean her from the clonopin. I further explained that I am going to give clonopin 0.5 milligram, but she has not to use more, as I am not going to give more tablet, and she has to, if she is not able to control, then probably it is hard for her to get stable. She promised to control herself, assessment, anxiety disorder with period of depression, hypochondriac symptoms, somatoform disorder, plan, continue on doxepin 10 milligram at bedtime. I have given 30 tablets. I have given clonopin 0.5 milligram daily on a PRN basis. In case she is not able to control or due to adverse situation, she can take clonopin 0.5 milligram BID. I have provided 40 tablets, and I further explained that I am not going to get further refill if she is keep using more medication. I also explained, since I will be out of vacation, I'm on vacation, I have requested Dr. Lingakar to take care of her period, to which she agreed. I have provided refill. Staff was explained about her ongoing demand and situation. Progress is guarded. Patient has no suicidal homicidal behavior. However, she has difficulty to control her emotions and her behavior. End of dictation.